Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in White Apple.
A White Apple?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know if I've ever seen a White Apple.
Well, this is not an apple. It's a town.
Yeah,
it's
but I mean, there's got to be something that...
Like, let me find out more
about it. Where did this name come from? That sounds like for the forbidden fruit.
Well, I hope...
That's what Eve picked off the tree, was the White Apple.
I hope not. I hope that's not what's going on here in White Apple, Mississippi.
It's a place full of sin.
It's right down the road from a church.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what isn't right down the road from a church in Mississippi?
You're not wrong.
There's a church like every 300 feet.
I can name two things right off the top of my head that aren't right down the way from a church. Because legally, they cannot be right down the way from a church.
Liquor store?
Liquor stores or bars would be one.
Yep.
And then... You know, the place we were talking about in Woodland the other day, or Woodville, would be the other.
The furniture store?
No. No.
That was Woodland.
There are probably couches in that establishment.
Oh.
But other than that, wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy straight.
Was that the one with the one-legged girl? Okay.
Well, I didn't mention that on the air.
I think you did.
No, I said that there was something I would tell you about, and I told you about it after.
Well...
It was like a rite of passage.
Surprise!
Yeah. Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you know, Shane must love our ad reads. He must listen every day. He's like,
he does.
I am not wasting my money with these guys.
He loves it.
Yeah, I know. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. The holiday season's coming up. For the coffee lover in your house, make a quick trip to StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com and order something to put in their stocking. I promise you, and I'm speaking from experience on this one, they will enjoy it. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. What it means is this, guys. If you own a business, you know that it is how important printing is. It is what gets the message of your business out. How do people find out what's going on at your business? How do they find out what specials you're running? What offers are being made? They find out through what you're able to provide for them in printing. If you don't spend your money with the best, then you're wasting your money. And that's what you're doing if you're not with Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience here in Mississippi. They know how to take care of businesses just like yours. They can keep customers coming in and get new customers to come in just through the power of their printing. Give Camden Baker a call today. Talk to him. Say, hey, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. And he'll take it from there. 601-499-5216. Don't forget, 10% of your sale directly to the Bulldog Initiative. You will become a Bulldog Initiative business without spending an extra dime of your own money. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I certainly know that you are looking for it. When you need to get new gear, we're talking about polos, t-shirts, hats, pullovers, because it's starting to get chilly outside, jackets, hoodies. It's all right there at College Corner with the logos that you want, great styles. And again, with the holidays coming up, it's time to start thinking about what gifts you're going to get the Bulldog family. Get it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowa by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. I will be making a trip to Restaurant Tyler this week. That is going to happen, and it's just going to have to be that way because that's how I want it to be. And when you're eating lunch in Starkville and you're thinking, where should I go? Restaurant Tyler should be the first thought on your mind because they have the best blue plate in the city of Starkville, maybe the best in the state. If you haven't ever checked it out, First off, I don't know how that's possible. But secondly, go check it out. Go eat lunch today at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and let them show you not only where they're located on that website, but they're going to show you everything they can do for your money, how they're going to help you manage it, how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you plan for your future. Now more than ever, when you have a question about your money, you need to be able to get somebody on the phone. You don't have time to wait around. You can't stay on hold for 45 minutes and then talk to somebody who doesn't know you and never will. Give Priority One Bank a call today. Find out what the difference is between being, you know, somebody at these big corporate banks who doesn't know you and doesn't know how to tell you know anything about you, or somebody that's in your community that you deal with on a daily basis. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I forgot to turn the fan on. I'm gonna go do that right now. This is real inside baseball here. You're getting a look at the inner workings of the Thunder and Lightning podcast.
I just saw where your cousin was saying that you and I don't know anything about football. I don't like this. I don't like this tone from your cousin on the six pack message board.
What did he say?
He said that the Fanside reporters don't know anything about football. That includes me, you, and Paul.
My cousin said this?
He did.
Hold on.
He knows I'm not frequenting this board as often, and so he can take a shot.
What thread?
We'll look at it later.
No. We're going to look at it right now.
We'll look at it later.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not doing anything. I'm not reading a single rumblings question until I have this resolved.
Let's look at it later.
Is it this one about that the goat put on there?
Yes.
That when I find him.
He thinks he's so big and bad on that message board. And when you get around him, he's a soft teddy bear.
Oh, he's definitely soft.
Oh, man.
I'm going to find this right now. Hold on. You're just going to have to live with it.
Yeah, bro. I've triggered Brian now. This is what happens whenever I bring up something his cousin said on the podcast.
For a guy who calls himself the Godfather, this man goes against the family more than anybody I've ever seen
he
in
does.
My life.
I can't believe it.
All the way back to when he picked Coach 34 over me. How'd that turn out? Who won that battle?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Of what?
I told him once because that guy was on there taking personal attacks at me and like just being a jackass. And I said, if it's either me or him, either ban him or I'm leaving the board. And he picked him.
What?
Oh, yeah.
To his own cousin?
To his own family. His own fucking blood.
What a slap in the face.
Oh, I know. I don't think I bring it up all the time. So
it's disgusting.
Is the Coach and Todd pod still around? I don't know if it is or not. I haven't listened to it ever.
So. What a slap in the face, Steven. Augustinelli.
This guy. My own flesh and blood. Calls himself the Godfather. He's like Fredo.
He is.
He goes against the family.
Knew it was you.
I see him again, kiss him right on the cheek. I know it was you.
And then slap him.
And slap him right in the face.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
He deserves it.
I still love him, though. He's still family. It's Rumblings Day. Rumblings are brought to you by our good friends over at Superior Catfish. This is their final day sponsoring the Rumblings. We've had a good run with them. It doesn't mean that we still don't have a great relationship with Superior Catfish, and we are already looking forward to the summer and a third round of the Catfish Tour. I'm sure it's going to happen.
Counting down the days.
But I'm also counting down the days till the next time I can have some Superior Catfish.
That's right.
I need to have some pretty quickly. Because I love Superior Catfish. It's the best catfish you can find. There is no better fried catfish out there. And if you want to fry it yourself, you can do it. Go to store.superiorcatfish.com and order it to be shipped right to your door. You can also get their awesome breading, their seasonings. Next time you want to have a great fish fry, Superior Catfish. Remember, there's catfish, and then there's Superior Catfish. Patton Paris is our first question of the day. Patton Paris asks, worst scenario admitting a sponsor was, in fact, not a good beer. Bob and Bud Light, which was funny. Or getting caught on camera making a disgusted face while trying a sponsor, which is Brandon Walker and High Noons.
That's excellent.
That was really bad.
Wait, so what happened with Bob?
Bob, for years, would talk about how Bud Light, because Bud Light is the official beer of Mississippi State football.
Yeah.
And he would talk about how, like, you know, he'd like to have a cold Bud Light. when he's watching football or whatever. And I'd always, because I knew him.
Yeah.
He never drank Bud Light.
No, you're lying.
So when he finally got out from Mississippi State, he admitted, he was like, no, I don't like Bud Light at all. So Bob was way ahead of not liking Bud Light, apparently. So
what you're saying is
he lied.
Okay.
He lied. He lied.
No, I want you to say he's a liar.
He lied.
Okay.
Is that enough? Can I say he lied? Is that good enough?
Sure.
All right.
So it was like it was like the Mississippi State sponsorship, and he was a Mississippi State guy.
At the time, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't it'd be no different. B&B show.
It wouldn't be any different. Yeah. Oh God. Imagine if the B&B show had Bud Light as a sponsor. And then the other side of that is
we might make that happen on this show.
I mean, if you're listening out there, Anheuser-Busch, I'm interested. Do you know what the Brandon Walker thing is?
Yes, I've seen that one.
Yeah, Brandon doesn't drink.
Yeah,
he doesn't. It's bad for him in that situation. But yeah, that's where you got to remember the cameras are always, especially a bar stool, the cameras are always rolling. That one's worse.
But Indiana, or was it Indiana where they were at a few weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where they said like he was super hungover. Yeah, like, no, he just looks like that all the time.
That's just how he is. He's a hot mess. I said that because that's in this question here. That's accurate. Now, if there was an option for a toilet bowl, would you consider it punishment if you were forced to cover it? The Lysol toilet bowl, Monday, December 23rd, 4 o'clock in lovely Mena, Arkansas.
Yes, that would be punishment.
That would be. I would not cover. I mean, I haven't covered a road game all year. Why would I start with that?
I mean, would it be all that different than what we're having to endure right now?
Where is Mena? Mena is. Oh, we are. Are we close? What is that near? So Mena looks like it's about a couple hours from the state line between that Texas or Oklahoma? Texas. No, Oklahoma. Oh, God.
Northwest Arkansas.
It's just west, really. It's not even north. Like, it's... Oh, yeah. It's like... That's probably about a good four-hour drive from Fayetteville. You're closer to Louisiana than you are to Fayetteville.
Huh.
So...
Well...
I would not want to do that, no. Barbe Bombs versus Hutzler's Hot Mess Defense, appropriate form of modern-day waterboarding.
Oof.
Barbe versus Hutzler is the resistible force meets the movable object.
I would like to, if I could do that in NCAA football, if I could put Mississippi State's 2023 offense versus the 2024 defense, mm-hmm. If I'm just,
talk about
threatening for punishment, and I want to hurt myself, that's what I would do.
I hurt myself today by watching Mississippi State.
Kevin Barbe.
I focused.
Houston's in a lot better defense. Shape than State is, I feel like.
Yeah, well, yeah. They can't tackle anything.
Oh. By the way, the Johnny Cash version is significantly better than the original.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's probably not that big
a surprise. I don't think that's a hot take.
I think Trevor can tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs win again. MSU Tidwell.
When will the dogs win again?
Yeah. Why does Hutzler still have a job? They just don't want to fire him today.
That's the first one, then the only one.
That's the only one.
Yep.
You got it, Tidwell. Good job. From the sounds of the last two press conferences, it did not sound like I think he's saying about Jeff Lebby, has any desire to make a change in the staff on that side of the ball. Am I wrong in my interpretation of that? I think you just have to understand that Jeff Lebby is not going to stand up there. He's not Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
He's not going to throw people under the bus. He's just going to coach speak it. He's going to tell you, that we got to get better. We got to do this. We got to do that. And then at the end of the season, he'll reevaluate.
Again, we just want to play with a lot of strain and make sure we're taking care of our 1%. That's basically what you're going to get with him. Like you're going to get the same answers to every single question. He works it right back around no matter how you ask a question. He works it right back around to being completely bland and uninteresting. And that's how he wants to do it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to provide any kind of bulletin board material, throw anybody under the bus. I think he's pretty measured in that. I mean, I kind of respect it in a way. Like it. He talks a lot in his answer and says very little.
Agreed. CJ Lunsford, great question here. Your wife has been kidnapped and is being held in a location 30 minutes away. Mm. You're driving to rescue her. It's a warm night and your windows are down. Do you listen to music on the drive there?
That is interesting. I mean,
because like I don't ever turn on the radio, right? If I'm listening to music, that means I plugged my phone in. I have an aux cord. I'm very old school, and I had to go to Spotify and open the app, and so like I had to like that's seconds I could have been driving, right?
It's not like you're cognizant. Yes,
it's not like you're aware. You're
doing.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, if anything, it'd be the radio.
Yeah, if like, I just the car and the radio was on, I probably wouldn't turn. But the same thing, if I'm going to where she's being kidnapped, don't I want to not have music? I want to, like, see if I can drive up quiet-like. I got to rescue her.
Well, you still have you still have 30 minutes to drive.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get close. I would probably be in a state of mind that I didn't know.
Your wife is being held in New Hope.
Yeah,
are you listening to music on the way?
Well, it would be startable for me.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it would just be the radio probably, and I wouldn't even be knowing that it was on. Like my brain would be so locked in on finding my wife that I wouldn't even be thinking about it.
All right. Brogan Fairchild asks, "What are the most overrated and underrated tourist attractions?" I know one that's overrated off the top of my head. It's Times Square in New York. It's useless.
It's just
a bunch of tourist trap restaurants. Like, there's none of the good restaurants in New York there.
There's nothing like, Sbarro or anything like that. Like,
that's where it is. That's where it is. But, like, it's like
real famous.
It's like where the Disney store is, yeah. The M&M store. It's like, it's all touristy stuff.
WWF New York.
Used to be there. Yeah, used to be there.
I always wanted to go to that place, man.
That's overrated to me. Underrated. I'll tell you what, I'll give you one. It's New Orleans outside of Bourbon Street. Like, Bourbon Street's a little overrated, I'll be honest with you. As I've gotten older, like, when I was in my 20s, yeah, Bourbon Street was awesome. Now, like, when I go to New Orleans, I very rarely go to Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
So, but like the Garden District and
love
and
the Garden
Uptown
District
and all that. There's so much cool stuff in New Orleans, and that's where all the good restaurants really are. That to me is underrated.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I can deal with that. I haven't been to New York, but
yeah,
I don't really have one that I would consider overrated, I guess.
Also from Brogan, how much do you think it will take to keep Coach Armstrong, and do you think State will do what it takes to keep him? I literally have no idea what soccer coaches make in this country.
I don't think it's going to be all that.
I don't think it's going to cripple anybody's budget to give him a raise, though.
No, and I think he genuinely likes it here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he had some opportunities last year. What's really interesting to me is I was looking through some records last night because I told you I was going to see if Mississippi State has had, that special of a season as far as, like, defensively. And the SEC record for goals surrendered or the fewest is 8.
And
South Carolina did that in 2019.
And State's at?
State's at 3.
3.
So, I mean, they still have several games left. You have to finish the regular season, the SEC tournament, NCAA tournament. So, I mean, that's still a possibility. But this team's on pace to set the SEC record in goals allowed. And this is the program with the worst winning percentage in SEC history.
Yeah.
The least amount of wins. Texas A&M has more SEC wins than Mississippi State.
Ooh.
And, like, I think 15, 16 years less. This program has been at the bottom, and he's kind of built it into something special. And I think, kind of seeing the support he's getting, I know Mississippi State's going to try to do whatever it takes to keep him. I don't have, like, tremendous concerns about it. I don't know, just like you said, I don't know, like, what the situation is, like, in the coaching carousel of soccer.
Yeah.
But a lot of these sports that are – what you consider like non-revenue things like that, the coaches, when they build something organic, they usually stick around for a little bit, and it's not as like volatile as what you see in basketball and football.
Colton Watson, a little late to the party here, Colton. I don't know what's going on.
I was late to the party on tweeting this tweet out, but
that's fine. We still got plenty of questions. Does Arkansas starting off 0-for-6 on third downs prove that God answers prayers with an unholy sense of humor? I just know some Bulldogs. I think so. Yeah, Bulldogs prayed last week to just be a little better on third down. Well, I mean, if you're going that, I would go even further and say, how many people promised something and made a prayer for the 2021 national championship.
Yes.
And where have we gotten since then?
I just wonder if we're going through our Job moment here. Like Mississippi State is Job.
So you think there's someone waiting on us on the other side here?
I think that God is testing us as Mississippi State people, and Mississippi State is an athletic department. He's testing us to see maybe where our priorities lie, maybe if there's some things we should be putting ahead of sports.
Mm. And it wasn't a big enough test in 1983 when he literally moved the wind to push a field goal back.
Well, that was probably another
what was the reward after that? I don't recall.
Maybe this is long term. Maybe this is
maybe we're just the devil's team.
You think so?
I'm getting that vibe.
Mississippi State and the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys have had 5 world titles.
Yeah, but they've done virtually nothing since 1995 when they beat my Steelers.
Maybe that was the moment where they were like, hey, I'm out. You know?
Yeah, that's it.
Levy said the blame for defense lies in a lot of places. Please assign that blame in percentages to the responsible parties.
Okay. Highest percentage for me is the players.
Really?
Like the not on the players that they currently have, but the lack of talent that they have on that side of the ball.
Okay, in that case, you could assign blame to the former staff, correct? Because they were players.
Yeah, probably so. But do we really want to blame them more than we do?
No. No, to me, the biggest blame is Hutzler, because I think a good defensive coordinator could have come in and had this defense
better.
They'd be better, and that's only
maybe like 100th.
100th would be worth at least 2 more wins.
But it's just like you said though. Like if you put Hutzler with the 2018 defense,
mm-hmm.
that defense is still really good.
Yeah,
like I don't think that.
I'm going to go 50 on Hutzler, 25 on the current players, and 25 on the staff that recruited them.
I think I can deal with that.
Okay.
He still is in charge of the defense.
24 on the staff that recruited them, and then, as we just discussed, 1% on God.
God's doing this.
1%. He gets 1% of the blame.
Yeah.
He could just snap his fingers, Robbie, and it would change.
That's true, if he cared about sports.
If he did, yeah.
Yeah, I think talent is the biggest problem, but I mean you are correct. Like it still falls under Coleman Hutzler. He was here for like a couple of months and still was not able to get anybody of substance out of the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And that to me is a big red flag. Not to mention that
you have like after spring, there's another window.
Yeah.
That's when you should have been like, hey, we can offer immediate starting time, but nobody was interested.
Outside of Stone Blanton, I mean, there's not a single transfer this year that has made an impact on that side of the ball.
You know, there's a player that I thought was going to be good, and I guess he just isn't, is Kamari Rogers.
I don't know what's going on with Kamari. I really don't. I mean, there's literally no depth.
Yeah, but
so you should see him, but you just don't. There's like, where's Montre Miller?
Yeah, he's been hurt, I think, but I guess he's not.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him on the sidelines. Like, he can't even get on the field defense. That's pretty bad.
So, you know, Super Talk is doing we have a promotion with C Spire to give away tickets to every home game for State, Southern, and Ole Miss this year.
Mm-hmm.
So UMass at Mississippi State is the only home game this week. How many entries do you think that contest is going to get this week?
Not many.
Now, the thing is, like, if you enter and you win, you become eligible for SEC championship tickets, so that's cool. But, gosh almighty, who is we'll see. We'll see. I hope you enter. Please enter.
There's a lot of people that just want to take their kids to games.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can buy tickets for $10.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you can get some for free not $10.
Right. Last one from Colton, and it's just another riff on an old favorite. Would you rather fight 10 hedgehog-sized alligators or one alligator-sized hedgehog? I mean, this is easy. You definitely go to hedgehog-sized alligators. I can kick them.
I can stomp on the alligator's head.
And kill them.
Yeah.
Whereas an alligator-sized hedgehog is going to kill you.
It will kill you.
Sarthak Sharma asks us, is this an exaggeration? Imagine a new friend who's amazing and you want him around for a long time, but you learn he punches kids. Unforgivable. Is that what it's like with Levy, where he's great, but hiring and keeping Hutzler is unforgivable? I don't know if not being a good defensive coach and punching children is the same thing, personally.
Yeah, that's not the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
But just the sense of the unforgivable part of that, It's up there. It would be very it would be very tough to have faith in Jeff Lebby moving forward.
Yeah.
Very difficult. If you if you're producing the absolute worst defense in the country and arguably the worst in school history and there isn't a change on that side of the ball, that's not great.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he handles it. But it goes back to like the fact that you know sometimes coaches do things that will just kind of drive you crazy. Like yeah. That's the, such the obvious like,
I mean, like
pick.
Kroom with Woody McCorvey.
Yeah, I mean it's just and you know choosing to run an offense a certain way when it's not working or mm-hmm. defense same thing.
Yeah.
Like back to the thing like Steven saying none of us know anything about football whatever. You don't have to know a whole lot about schematics and all
my
that
own,
stuff.
My own family.
Yeah, I can't believe that. It's like he had to make things equal.
Yeah, he couldn't. Said he's like he had to throw me in yeah. so that it doesn't feel like you know. Okay.
Yeah, just remember that.
Oh, wow.
I'm gaslighting, but that's
it's right here, right now.
Yeah, but coaches sometimes they refuse to do the obvious. Mm. It's almost like they're like, well. I know more than you because I've coached for 20 years.
Yeah.
You're just a talking head or you're just a fan that gives the bare minimum or whatever. Like sometimes you don't need to have years and years of experience to know when something's not working.
Correct.
And it's pretty obvious the defense is not working. So you got to try something different. And I just have no faith that they're going to be able to go in the portal and drastic. Like I think Coleman Hutzler would do a significantly better job with a new roster that's got, you know, much better talent on it. But how are you going to get that talent?
Right.
I just don't see it.
Scott asks, why can there not be more than one review screen on the sideline? It makes no sense to have a play in one red zone and the official has to run 60 to 70 yards to look at a review. That's a great question. Why
it is
not
so
just,
dumb. We're
oh, like, why is that, spot. Like that thing, like not like the first down marker. You could just go with the ball.
Yeah.
I don't get
how heavy is it?
I have no idea. My other thing is I got a huge kick this weekend out of Holt when they're putting the reviews up because people have been griping about replays.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, the replays are controlled by the SEC office in Birmingham. I'm like, come on.
And it, like the first thing they put up is like all the different views of it, and you can't see anything. Like so, it just, I don't know. Makes no sense.
Got some questions here from our friend Rob Hadaway. Wants to know, do Arkansas fans not know the correct shade of darker red, darker than red to wear because all of their clothes actually do come from Walmart? You see five Arkansas fans in a row and they look like five shades on a red paint chip from Sherwin-Williams.
It is kind of weird. Like, I don't really know what their color is.
Yeah. You have some of that with maroon. But
yeah, you do. There's different shades of maroon and, you know, Mississippi State has its own maroon color.
Right.
And even state has different shades of it. It's weird.
Yeah. Also from Rob, do you think Mr. Rooney suffered any professional consequences as the result of the events of Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I think so.
The superintendent fired him.
They probably had a performance review.
Yeah, like why are you chasing a kid across a neighborhood, and you're like you're fighting a dog. You're harassing the family just because the kids skip school. Like, this is kind of psychotic behavior.
Yes.
You're going to a bar, you know, at lunchtime. I like what's happening? That guy though in real life is it was a sicko.
Yeah, so, he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
So yeah, it all worked out in the end. Last one from Rob. Well, when counting the number of road games I've attended, should I count neutral site games like the 2013 Oklahoma State and 2019 ULL among them? What about 2005 Tulane played in Shreveport because Tulane was displaced from home that year? I think all those count as road trips.
Those are all road trips.
You can count those.
100%. Yep.
Anytime you had to leave the state of Mississippi, and that's not even, you know, anytime you went to see Mississippi State play football and it wasn't in Starkville, that's a road trip.
And he says he's not counting bowl games. Those count, too.
You can absolutely count those.
Even though, like, half of them are probably the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah. Caleb Goddard, how many points will Josh Hubbard have on Monday? 18.
Yeah, I'm going to say 18. You know, State gets out to a big lead. They're going to play a lot of guys.
Yeah.
You know, he might be a little rusty. I don't know.
Yeah. I needed George Pickens to get 24 fantasy points for a win, and he's already had two touchdowns that have been called back. Should I delete my fantasy app? That's a tough one. That's a tough beat.
I promise you, you were not as upset as I was on those two plays.
Yeah, but your team actually ended up winning, though.
So I did, but I mean, as he tweeted this, I was losing my mind because the Steelers had gotten to the red zone at that point three times and did not score a touchdown. And they were moving the ball, like, at will. They had 200 yards on three possessions. They had two touchdown passes to George Pickens, and neither one of them were called touchdowns, which the second one was crazy. I don't know if you saw that play, but his right foot hit twice.
Yeah.
And his left foot never hit the ground. Like, it was almost like
a hopscotch kind of
thing. It was almost like he was so much of a freak athlete, it cost him a touchdown. Like, he was levitating. If you can hit your one foot twice, that should count. That's 2 feet down. If you have enough time to put 2 feet hit the ground twice, that counts. Change the rule.
All right.
Unless it happens to my team, and then change it back.
There you go. Let's move into the rest of the rumblings. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. You're cooking out this weekend. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out, you want to go out to eat, go grab a steak at one of our awesome steakhouses around the state of Mississippi. Whichever choice you make, you're supporting our Mississippi beef farmers who do nearly $500 million a year worth of agribusiness right here in the state of Mississippi. Cook a steak this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for, and you certainly are looking for it. I went to Two Brothers twice last week, and I'm already thinking about going back. That's just to give you an idea of what goes on in my brain.
And he's going to get some
Pokemon nachos. Yeah. I am going to do that. I'm just going to tell you. I also need to go back to the older brother. I haven't been in a couple weeks. Need to grab a croque monsieur or maybe a croque monsieur hey dad.
Was that Fat Albert?
Or as the French say, Le Grande Albert. Oh, my God. Were you trying?
I'm having some sinus issues.
Were you going for a there?
I was, and then I couldn't even do the Brian Johnson. Like, I have like some allergies going on. I thought I could do it, and then I got into the moment, and I had to go full throttle into it, and it just didn't happen. It sounds like on All That, that used to come on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Kenan Thompson was like French, and he would sit in a bathtub and he would speak like French words or whatever.
French words.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Okay. So just I'm gonna say something and then I want you to make that noise again. You ready? I'm gonna say something first though. Pétain Chatagné. It doesn't work. That doesn't work at all.
I got to get some Zyrtec or something.
You got to do something. I need to go get a croque monsieur at the older brother. Get back on track there.
Ooh.
Great products, great stuff.
Hey.
I love the French.
Do you know anybody else in that show?
From Fat Albert?
Yeah.
There was the
guy
with
the guy
over
with
his head.
Yeah. But what was their name?
Mushmouth.
Mushmouth.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't remember anybody else. No.
That was more your time frame.
Yeah. Yeah. That's back when Bill Cosby wasn't, you know, a horrible person.
Exactly. Everybody could get on board with Bill Cosby.
Yes. Yeah. Back in the day. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50.
Now Coach O is here. Somehow Coach
Jojo.
Tell him about Advantage Business Systems, Jojo. I need to break out Coach O golf commentator again one day.
Looks like he's about 10 yards away from the stick. Going to be a tough putt there for Birdie. Go Tigers.
Now we're just
We're off the rails.
We did it. We're off the rails. First time on video, off the rails. If you need business technology, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And if you need service, it's the same number. It's the same people. You don't have to talk to somebody you don't know. You don't have to talk to somebody who's going to make an appointment for you with an out-of-state person to come. It's just a headache that you don't need. And you don't have to have it if you deal with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to head over to Maroon & Co. That's right, Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise in the city of Starkville. If you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, that's the place to go. They've got shirts, hats, pullovers, polos that you can't get anywhere else. They've got all the logos that you want. They've got the Bulldog Initiative gear that nobody else has. It's all right there under one roof. Use our promo code THUNDER15 for 15% off regular priced items. Some exclusions do apply. Where you go to the games this fall, make sure you head to Maroon & Co. All right, Hunter Manis asked, you have to pick one gaming system and three games to play for the rest of your life. What are you picking? I'm going to go PS5. I'm going to play.
Yeah,
so hold on.
It's hard to go away from the new ones, man. Yeah. Like,
oh, I'm definitely not going back in time, no. I'm going to get. So when you say.
I know. I might go back in time.
To what?
N64.
Okay. I never had one. I didn't have
one. Oh, it was so great.
PlayStation guy.
If you get the N64 hooked up to like the old school giant big screen TVs that weighed like a ton, it was like you were it was like anything you'd ever seen at the time. I would go with the N64. I would go back and I would get obviously. Do we get to pick? We get to pick three games.
Well, here's what I want to ask.
I get one gaming system.
Right.
Okay. Well, I can't pick that.
Oh.
I thought it was three gaming systems. No. I read it wrong. It would be the PS5.
Okay. And so here's my question. When I say I get three games to play, am I allowed to get games that update? Like, if I get
college
football, can I get – do I just get 25 or am I getting 26 next year?
Let's go with titles.
Okay, so I get the title.
Yeah.
So the next year I get the newest title.
Yes.
All right, I want college football, I want FIFA, and I want Red Dead Redemption. The second one, Red Dead Part 2.
Okay, I'm going to go...
because I can get on that game and just go fishing for a couple hours and zone out.
Right. I'm going to go away from you on football.
Okay.
You want for whatever reason, I've just grown to love these story games.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go with Red Dead and... what do I want to go with? Maybe I will go with NCAA because... I'm sure I'll get back into it. Mm-hmm. And then Last of Us.
Okay.
Last of Us is a great game. Just fantastic. Yeah. One of the best I've ever played.
In a world where you and I become the new president and AD of Mississippi State, congrats to us.
Yay.
What are the first two things we change or fix? So who's what? I think you would make a better public face than I would. you should be the president and I'll be the AD.
This is like the best of the worst.
Yeah, I just think you could be nicer to people than I would be.
Really? Well, as long as it's not on Twitter.
I mean, this is the issue, right? There's so many things I could pick, but like, I think the first thing I'm going to change as the athletic director is we're going to just because it would make. It would make a vocal segment of your fan base happy is to switch to the 98 uniforms. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Because, again, as I said before, if you have 90% who don't care and 10% do, why not placate the 10 that do? Because the 90 doesn't care. They don't care what you show up in. So I would do that. And then I mentioned it the other day. Like, I'm going to go and get every banner M out of the stadium that I can.
Just wholesale like brand change.
We need to go in there and get, you know, I don't know if I can take the one off the side of the stadium. That's probably a very expensive
proposition.
And it takes some time. I certainly couldn't do it in season. But
if you had the money to do it,
I'd take it down.
Take it down and put interlocking.
I don't even know what I would put up. I don't know that I would put anything up there.
I would probably do interlocking.
Yeah.
I think it looks nice.
You know
what
I might put up there? And I mean, you know, it's not the banner M, but the thing that's on the scoreboard, the Mississippi State, that might go up.
Mississippi State.
I don't have a huge problem with that. It's the M that I don't like.
See, I don't like that.
Okay. Well, then
I would change that on the back.
Then you're the president, so I got to do what you say.
Yeah, because you know, you and I both are not on. Like, I get the marketing side of things, but I just don't think that Mississippi State is moving the needle brand wise. Anyway, I've had conversations with people like this before. Like, yeah, when they start talking about, well, the Alabama A and the Oregon O and this and that. That brand is what it is because their football program is what it is. The brand didn't make the football program. The football program made the brand.
There's no such thing as branding in college football, in my opinion. There's like, your fans buy stuff.
Yeah, and if State was great at football, everybody would know what the State script is. Everybody would know what the interlocking is.
Yeah, you'd have the sidewalk fans. But like, by and large, you're just trying to sell fans gear to your own fans.
Yeah. The president side of things, I'm not even going to pretend like I know what it takes to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, it's, I'm going to sound like an idiot, but like if Mississippi State had the means to do it, I would have programs for law school, like a law degree at Mississippi State. I think they do have like pre-law and things like that. Yeah. But I want to get more competitive in other fields. There's a lot of people that go to Mississippi State that they want to be at Mississippi State, but they can't because they don't have their degree. Maybe expand it out a little bit. I don't know what that means in general for Mississippi State. And again, that's why maybe I wouldn't be a good president. I know I wouldn't be a good president. I'm not fit for that position. But I would like for Mississippi State to have more fields to go into so that your population here goes up. And eventually, you know, you get people with law degrees and medical degrees and things like that from your university. They come back to your university. They give you money. To me, that just makes sense. But again, I don't know the logistics of it all. And I think they have started to offer more things like nursing. And like I said, I think they do have like a pre-law and stuff like that. But, maybe that would be one of the directions I would go. And then I want, you know, we obviously want to upgrade, if we have the means to do it, I want to upgrade the facilities around campus, the buildings, get rid of some of the older buildings that are a little bit of an eyesore, update them, make the campus a lot nicer, which it is.
Seats. Maybe go in there and clean up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would probably tamper into the athletic department. Like, people don't want the president to, but I would.
Mr. President, you're not getting your $5 million out of me.
No, I would not.
That's my money.
Well, they just got $100 million.
Yeah.
So, like, how much more do they need?
That'd be fine. All right, Rob Montgomery, rank these teams based on how impressive their regular season's performances were. 04, men's basketball, 14, football, 18, women's basketball, 21, baseball, 24, soccer. Just off the regular season, I'm going to eliminate 14, football,
and 21,
baseball. They didn't win a conference championship.
04 won the SEC.
Yeah.
18 won the SEC.
Yeah.
Soccer and 24 won the SEC.
Those are the top three.
18 women's basketball. How many games they lost? Did they lose? They lost no game. They were undefeated.
They were undefeated in the conference.
That's number
they
one
lost in the SEC tournament. Was their first loss?
Right? Yeah, that's number one.
That's number one.
There's no argument.
Yeah.
Four. They were number two in the country.
Lost two games, three games all year.
Right.
But then you got 24 soccer. They lost once.
04 lost to Bama and Kentucky at home.
Yeah, and then they lost a. Did they lose a non-conference game?
13-0.
Okay. Then, yeah, they lost. Yeah.
They were 13-0, and they won every road game in conference play, too.
But then you have 24 soccer, undefeated in the conference, one loss on the year. They've only given up three goals. I think they're second. I think it's women's basketball, soccer, men's basketball, and then if I was going to rank 21 baseball and then 14 football is actually last.
Regular season? 14 would be because they got to number one.
I guess, but
they lost two games.
21 baseball was number one at some point, I'm pretty sure.
No, they weren't.
They were never number one?
Uh-uh. 21 baseball lost a series to Missouri.
They did.
I'm going 14 football over 21.
Okay. All right, I can live with that.
14 at least got to number one. The 21 baseball, if you remember, like, some people were mad that team got a national seed.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right.
Like, they thought Notre Dame should have got a national seed over them.
Delvin Irwin asked, a friend of mine, how surprised were you when you saw who the lead actor was in The Penguin? I wasn't surprised at all. I had seen The Batman.
Okay. Well, how surprised were you when
I saw
when there's Batman? I was shocked.
I was I was surprised. You know, I knew he was going to be the Penguin, right? Because I kept up with the movie.
See, I didn't know anything about it.
I wasn't sure how he was going to do. I had seen the pictures. I was like, wow, they made him look like the Penguin. But he was really good. So I was surprised from that. I wasn't sure how it was going
to
go.
I'm pounding the table that you have to watch the show.
Oh, I know.
Because I promise you, you will love it.
About the Penguin is that making Colin Farrell the Penguin shows how far that Hollywood will go to not cast ugly people.
Yeah.
Like, we could get a fat, ugly guy
easily.
Be the Penguin. But instead, we took this really handsome guy and we made him up to be fat and ugly.
And, you know, there's some fat and ugly people that will be perfectly acceptable of being considered fat and ugly.
Yeah.
Because of the paycheck.
John Goodman, the Penguin. Like,
yeah.
He's down for that.
Yeah.
So.
No, he's got his hands full with Righteous Gemstones.
That's true. That's
which
true.
I've got to see the new season of that whenever it's coming out.
Mangum Cafe asks, will there ever be a bypass around West Point? 5 red lights and 1 train track that crosses the same highway twice. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You need a bypass there. That's a bit.
Well, you can go around some, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't go through West Point much, like through the town.
How do you get to Tupelo?
I get on the trace.
Oh, okay.
It's about hours
from where you are.
Yeah.
From where I am, that would be another 30-minute drive.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I really don't like riding the trace, but it's a straight shot, easy.
Yeah. My wife bragged on our lawn last week. Is that one of the greatest marriage compliments? I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It warms my heart when my wife tells me the grass looks good.
There you go.
Which reminds me to fertilize it.
Yeah. Expecting our baby son, Mac, Tuesday afternoon. So, yeah, that's why we're recording. Congratulations to you.
Congrats, man.
All right. Looking forward to a happy and healthy baby.
You can listen to this while rocking your baby to sleep.
Yeah. Mason Welch, where does CBS not paying for the SEC rank in the worst business decisions in history? I mean, they have given away
billions. It's way up there. I don't know what they were thinking with that.
Yeah.
Was it just so they got outbid or what?
No, it was just they were just like, we're not willing to do this. I mean, it's dumb.
I mean, I can't imagine what's going through their head at this point.
Yeah.
Because it ABC is just licking their chops. And I love the ABC production, by the way. I love what they've done so far. So, you know, we haven't missed a beat with what we get to see.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Let's see here. Alexandra Watson asks us, are you worried that the YouTube video of the podcast will take away from the numbers of how many people listen to the pod? We're 2 days in, and the numbers are pretty much the same. We're still getting the same number of regular listens. Yes, and we're adding YouTube watches. So I think people are doing – I think we're getting some double dippers out there.
I think it just – it's kind of universal for people that do both. It broadens your range of people that you reach. Because if you think about it, you know, with the tags that you put in on your YouTube video or the headlines or whatever, it's going to reach people that – don't download your podcast.
Right.
So it's just another avenue for us to kind of get our name, our face out there.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I agree. Working for the weekend. It seems the last couple of years we have spent each sports season looking forward to the next sport. What are the chances that the year's basketball season lives up to
season in December?
We're like, all right, we're almost to baseball. Then we get to baseball. We're like, oh, man, I can't wait for football.
I think the last couple of years, we have not been ready for baseball.
No. What are the chances that this year's basketball season lives up to expectations? They're good. This is a good team. Jans is a proven commodity at this point. They should be fine.
I mean, honestly, if you think about it, we haven't been really looking past basketball the last couple of years. Because Jans, that first year he was here, they had shown, you know, a lot of fight. They were in ball games, went to the NCAA tournament. And then last year, you know, the excitement kind of ticked up a little bit. And then you got wins against Tennessee and Auburn and made a little run in the SEC tournament. So I think that basketball is kind of sustainable at this point. And people are looking forward to it because they know that they're going to be solid. So I hope that's going to be the case again this year. I would be shocked if it's not. I think as long as Chris Jans is here, it's going to be pretty stable.
Yeah. Brian, you often use the phrase, you're not wrong. Is that completely synonymous with you're right, or is a notch below total agreement? I believe it's a notch below. If I were to say you're right, it means I agree with you.
I think it's just what Brian says because he was half listening and he's just ready to move on to the next point. It's just what he does. It's just how he acts.
You're not wrong.
I told you.
Kevin Wright asked, do we know what club Seydou Traore supports? We do. He is a Crystal Palace fan, but he grew up not far from Selhurst Park.
That sounds like a Chinese restaurant.
Crystal Palace. Chinese buffet. Yeah, if you told me we were going to go eat Crystal, Crystal Palace, yeah. I would buy that. But it's actually a soccer club.
In England.
Yeah. Great. It's in South London.
Okay. So that's in England, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
See, it's actually in Great Britain.
My soccer is not really up to par. Is that in England? Is London in England?
Yes.
I enjoy hearing Seydou talk.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Do you think he likes catfish?
If he doesn't, we need to get him in on that. So, why doesn't special teams return kickoff? Imagine Coleman and Craver back there. Wait, what? Special teams do return kickoff.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he meant the two.
Maybe, like, why don't wide receivers return kickoffs?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know the answer, but
Davon Booth's been returning kicks.
State is eighth nationally in kickoff returns.
Really?
In terms of average yards per return. They're eighth nationally. They're number one in the SEC.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good to have something, I guess. That's
basically Davon Booth. I don't remember.
I don't think Daniels has gotten
it. He might have returned one or two, but.
Sheldon Nations, what are some of your favorite Between Two Ferns clips? The one where, what does he say to Steve Carell? Says something about a buffet. Oh, what does he say? That one makes me laugh. The one with Benedict Cumberbatch, like if you didn't have a British accent, would people think you weren't a very good actor?
Mm-hmm.
Is really funny.
There's one that I saw that it's like a clip of like those things. Yeah. And it was really good. It was like Hillary Clinton was on there. Yeah, she was on really there. Funny.
Barack Obama
Matthew
was on
McConaughey.
There. Obama, he was like, you know, how did it feel to be the last black president? And Obama says, how does it feel like to be your last ever show? there's another one where he's with Brie Larson. He's like, your parents were divorced at an early age. Were you the reason for that? Like, that's just harsh. I mean, it's funny.
I love that, though.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Hunter Johnson, when will y'all do a full season preview for basketball? Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow will be our basketball. I mean, we've got to be, right? Because Friday we got to do three P's. We got to do three P's.
Yay.
Just like Eastern Kentucky, I'm going to try to go through the week without actually saying a UMass player by name.
Like we just filibuster on Thursday, and then at the end, like, what's your prediction for?
Yeah. But on Friday, but for Thursday's show, which we'll record on Wednesday, that's going to be our full basketball men's and women's preview.
I've been looking at this Reese's. I'm a little.
Go ahead. So today at Super Talk, there's a basket of Halloween candy out there, which is basically just a big kick in the you know what to me. Like, they know my willpower is low and I'm trying to lose weight, and yet here we go.
And you look in there and there's Reese's
and Kit Kats, and there's some Hershey's cookie and cream in there.
A little Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Tootsie Pop.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll.
There you go. Who do y'all think will be State's top two leading scorers on this year's team? Obviously, number one is going to be Hubbard. I think Cleary will be number two.
Okay.
Both guards.
I could see.
I think Kugel.
I could see Kugel being there.
Yeah.
I think Kugel's going to break out. I don't think people are talking about him.
Yeah.
Year three for him
see him being like 13 a game and maybe like 7-8 rebounds.
Yeah.
Whereas with Cleary, I can see him being like 14, 15 a game.
Their guards and wings are going to be really good.
Really good. Matt Ball, what's been the overall vibe from fall baseball? Any reason for optimism? I haven't been to a single practice. I will not be locking into baseball until we get into like January.
Yeah, just
there's an article today from D1. They said they like what they saw this fall, but
one of us can really go. Like, we don't have time.
Yeah. That being said, when we get to the next bye week, I will have Coach Lemonis on the podcast, and we'll talk to him about it then.
There we go.
If you could choose to add either 4 hours to each day or 4 years to the end of the life of your life, which would you choose? So that's one of those things, right? Like, you don't think about it, but if you add it 4 hours each day, you're basically adding 4 years. Probably more.
Yeah. Do I work four more hours
every
a day?
7 days is what? That's an extra 28 hours. So every 6 days is an extra day.
Do you really want four more hours in a day, though?
Where are those 4 hours?
Yeah, is it more? Are you sleeping more?
If I'm sleeping more, I don't know that I really want it.
You know?
So if I think I'm going to go 4 years at the end of my life. But at the same time, what if I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it to like 95, but do I really want to be 99? I don't know.
Yeah. I know some people that are in their 90s that are just miserable.
Yeah.
It's like, do I really want to experience that?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. Bradley Douglas asks, if you could have convinced one Mississippi State baseball signee who never made it to campus because they got drafted and went pro to instead come to school and play, who would it be? Mine would be Blaise Jordan. I can do a lot better than Blaise Jordan. Roy Oswalt is probably the first name that pops into my mind.
Yeah, or Austin Riley.
Austin Riley on that 2016 team, you probably win the national title.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, Austin Riley's probably the correct answer.
I mean, he might have been the freshman of the year in the SEC.
Yeah, yeah. And you get him you get him 2 years.
Jake Mangum and Austin Riley, your freshman.
Yeah. And then the next year, when Rooker wins the Triple Crown, Austin Riley's there for that.
Every time I think about that, I think about what would have happened with that team. Because third base was Gavin Collins.
Who's good.
Who was really good.
Yeah, but he's not playing.
Yeah, because Brent Rooker was kind of your DH.
Rooker played some in right and played DH, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, Austin Riley's in the lineup.
Really, the only spot on that team that wasn't just like really, really good was like second base.
Yeah.
Was
that John Holland?
Yeah. Everything else was just super solid.
Gavin Collins have played second?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So
I don't think Riley could have either.
No.
But you probably like platoon those two.
Could Austin Riley have played short?
And no.
Who was it short? Gridley?
Was Ryan Gridley short? Yeah. I think that's right. No, he wouldn't have played short.
Yeah. I know Collins couldn't have played short. So
I mean, you look at that roster, man. It was
just in terms
crazy.
Of, I mean, that lineup 1-9 was difficult anyway.
You
add Austin Riley to that. I mean, it's difficult, you know. Michael McCoy, my 11-year-old daughter thought that ADHD was 80HD. She then referred to her brother as having 40HD. It took us a little bit to figure out what she meant. When has a misunderstanding resulted in a funny outcome? I mean, it's one of those questions like...
When I sang waving your bladder all over the place.
That's
from
a good
Little
one.
Rocky.
And I sang too many women, too many bills.
Too many bills.
Yeah.
Yep. Not pills.
It's not pills. It is pills.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Instead of pills, you said bills.
I was trying to clean it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I didn't want them to have a...
You're always the one to try to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
When you think of me, you think of, you know, family friendly.
Yeah, Brian is one that really cleans it up.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, do we have another one? It's just off the top of my head. No, that's one of those questions, like, it's impossible to answer, but if I didn't have to think about
it. But you know that there's...
I know there's something my kids have done.
Right.
That, yeah. So, Jay in Baltimore, rank these power partnerships based on the joy they have provided your life. Ben and Jerry, Lennon and McCartney, Anheuser and Bush, Beavis and Butthead, Bart and Charlie. Well, I mean, I love Bart and Charlie.
Bart and Charlie's number one?
No. No. Number
what?
Number the last one, I'm gonna be honest with you, and Robert St. John's listening, and he's gonna come after me. I'm not a huge Beatles guy. I like the Beatles, their music is great, but like you don't catch me just sitting there listening to the Beatles. So I'm gonna put them last.
I like the Beatles.
All right. One
of the greatest songwriting duos of all time.
No question about it. I don't question their greatness, but in terms of their impact on my life,
yeah,
it's less. It's even less than Beavis and Butthead, which I used to watch religiously every night when I was in college.
And this is the joy that
the joy that is brought to me. So I mean, I'm going to go Lennon McCarthy 5, Beavis and Butthead 4, Bart and Charlie 3, Ben and Jerry 2, Anheuser and Bush 1.
I mean, the majority of this has not provided me joy all that much.
You don't like Ben and Jerry's?
I mean, I do, but like I don't. That's not my go-to ice cream. Like
that's a treat. That's like I had a good day. I'm gonna go eat 800 calories real quick.
Well, like I like ice cream.
Yeah,
but I'm not seeking out Ben and Jerry's.
You know what you need to go get next time you go.
I'm seeking out Bluebell.
No, you need to go get that Van Leeuwen's.
It's a I've had that.
You have?
Yeah,
I went to they had a shop in Denver.
Yeah,
so good.
They're good.
It's so good. All right. So what's your one then? It's got to be Anheuser-Busch, right? Wait, you don't drink? That's no good. What's your?
I mean,
it's Martin Charlie.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, though. Well, good for you. For Polk, are there any group of five teams that you despise and why?
No.
I mean, I don't ever think of, you know.
I didn't like Boise State for a little bit, but
they don't bother me
anymore. Yeah. It was something about them during a certain time.
Yeah.
But
despise is such a harsh word. There's not one that I'm just like, God, I hate them.
A group of five teams.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest with you, I didn't care for Liberty when Hugh Freeze was there.
Yeah.
But, like, now they don't.
Yeah, I wanted them to lose pretty regularly.
Like Jimmy Chadwell, he's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just not one. Bone-in chicken thighs or boneless? Well, what am I doing with them?
I'll tell you what, the boneless chicken thighs, when you know there's nothing in there, you can just start tearing it up.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, but
I love a stack of them.
I still like the bone-in chicken.
Yeah,
like it's better to me.
It just depends on what I'm using it for. Yeah, but I would prefer bone-in. Yeah. Do you think all of these people who quote don't care about the uniforms would care if we came out in red and blue? Oh, Ford, you just killed them right there.
Yeah,
killed them.
Our colors are maroon and white.
Yeah, if they came out in a
red shirt, second.
You said you didn't care what
we like wore. You didn't like us talking about traditional.
We don't care if we wear pink and purple if we win. Okay, what about red and blue?
What was funny is a lot of the same.
He just killed them.
What was funny is a lot of people that used to get mad at us for talking about, or they still do get mad at us for talking about, like you and I have talked about, that we wanted to see the traditional home uniform, whatever. Those same people were livid when State was wearing black uniforms because that's not their colors.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
All of you.
Travis Loper with Halloween right here. We got another 2 days. I'm excited for Halloween.
Daddy's birthday today.
That's right. Happy birthday. I wish I'd gotten her something.
6 years old.
With Halloween right here, rank these Halloween/scary songs. Thriller, Somebody's Watching Me, Werewolves of London, Don't Fear the Reaper, and Ghostbusters.
Thriller number one.
I love Werewolves of London. That's one of my favorite songs.
Ruined by Kid Rock.
Oh, I get so mad when you hear that. And I'm like, oh, is it Werewolves of London? No, it's crappy Kid Rock.
Yeah, he ruined it.
Yeah. So that's two for me. Don't Fear the Reaper, three.
Yes.
Ghostbusters, four. Somebody's Watching Me is five. No, no offense to Rockwell, but you know, he's fifth.
I like Rockwell.
All right.
I just got a message. You know, like, you get those, like, automated messages. Yes. People get your number or whatever.
Sure.
This system just called me Lucy.
Lucy?
Yeah. Hi, Lucy.
Something mean Linus?
I mean, how did you even get that name connected to my account?
My wife got an email yesterday about her brother, but it was addressed to her brother.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
They're like, we want to tell you about your brother, James, and it said, Dear James.
Dear James?
Yeah.
The AI is screwing up. This is a problem with automated.
Got an email that, like, I have to go back and find it, but like, I figured out that Emily, when she was a kid, had somehow signed up for something. It was like Miss M. Ellie. It was like Ellie. It was like M. Ellie. Hey, Dad. And I was like, M. Ellie.
It was dyslexic robot.
Yeah. It was something. I was like, Emily signed up for this.
So, M. Ellie.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All right, John Burnett, this is a long question. Here we go. People have said that when Dan Mullen got the State, he said, we're doing this and we're no longer doing this. I equate that to the little things. Sunday, y'all said the State has to do the little things to be successful at the big things across the entire football program and athletic department. I agree that it feels like State is not currently serious about its football program, but also feel like the voice of change has to be from the coach because history will tell you that State's admin won't change the status quo. We all know Lebby isn't going to tell anyone, but BS coach speak. It's harsh all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Been a while since then, but so I don't remember. But did Lebby come in like Dan and acknowledge the program's shortcomings, like the lights and such? Or is this even on his radar with the defensive concerns? Because I can connect the dots from not caring about the little things to being unable to have competent defensive staff. Lebby did not come in and was just like, hey, we got to fix this. And maybe he should have. Because I will say this about college football. If your coach says we need to have this, you will get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially publicly.
Yeah.
And
if he was out there pounding the tables like, you know, hey, you know, we try to say we're a big-time college football program. We don't even have LED lights in our stadium. We would have them in a week.
Well, that's stuff Dan did. He was like, everybody told him that you couldn't do stuff like that at Mississippi State. And he was like, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
And so they started doing it. They started doing things they had never really done before. And, you know, the people that go, well, this has nothing to do with winning. Well, winning followed.
Yeah.
Because he had that kind of mindset. Exactly. And Mississippi State had a better – they started upgrading their experience at the games.
Mm-hmm.
The experience of the game changed. I mean, people act like it didn't. It did. When you went to Davis-Wade Stadium, and Dan built that Jumbotron, changed the stadium, has the north end zone with the Jumbotron on it, all that. Well, he didn't build the one in the south. I guess that was built when Kroom was here, but he got the north end zone.
Right.
But Dan changed a lot at Mississippi State. And there's no denying that since he left, things have gone way down within the MSU football program.
Somebody I talked to today made a good point. They said basically this ball started rolling down the hill 6 years ago when he left.
It did.
And we finally got to the point where we can't contain it anymore.
2018 was the last time that you had packed stadiums in a like truly exciting brand. I mean, for the crowd that says, well, if you just win, people will come. That team 2 years ago won 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
And before the Egg Bowl, there was no one at that Tennessee State or whatever game that was.
Right.
There was nobody there.
Yeah.
So, and that was a team that at the time, you know, they won that ball game, got to their 7th win, and then they won the Egg Bowl, won 8. Mm-hmm. So that's not entirely true.
Yeah. Paul Barrett has the easiest question we've ever been asked here on the show. Pick 2, leave 1. Kevin Coleman, Joel T. Coleman, Coleman Hutzler. What are you about? Don't even for 1 second of your life. Act.
I just don't, you know, we piled on the guy.
It's still funny though.
Yeah, Joel's got to go. No, I'm kidding.
How dare you? Let's see here. Steve Mormon, what and where was the best gas station food you've ever had?
Ooh.
Trying to think.
That's a good question.
I've had some. I've definitely had some. I'll tell you, it's not the best, but the 76 Deli.
That's really good.
It's really good. The sandwiches there are really good.
Do like the people that like smoke meat and stuff outside, does that count?
That should count. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a station in Louisville. It was called Ellis's.
Yeah.
And they had like ribs.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Okay. I'm trying to think of like where I like for fried chicken, where's the best one I've ever had? I don't know. I think.
Oh, there's been some good ones.
I'll be honest with you. Like it's a chain, but like crispy crunchy chicken.
Oh yeah.
Really good.
Oh yeah.
Really good. It's got
little Cajun spice to it.
It's just like Popeyes in my opinion.
The biscuits are amazing.
They're great. Yeah.
Yeah, and like you can find that stuff at just a random gas station here. But when I lived in the town of Ackerman, I would go to in Ackerman, it was Kegel's at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't exist anymore, but they had some really good plate lunches, like fried chicken or catfish, meatloaf, stuff like that. It was good stuff. Got some good gas station food here in Mississippi.
Oh no, no, it's the best. I'm sorry. I'm somebody. One of our sponsors has reached out to me. I'm gonna answer them real quick.
Well, I don't have it. I don't have another Stephen Agustinelli.
No, that's fine.
Thing to talk.
We're done. Where are we here? Josh Patrick. This one's right up your alley. Which Watt brother would you rather have anchoring your DL, JJ or TJ?
Ooh, that's tough.
At their peak,
I think I'm gonna go with TJ.
Mm.
That sounds crazy because JJ's a Hall of Famer. TJ's going to be, but little bit different skill set. Now JJ could rush the passer with the best of them. He's more of like a bull rusher type. I feel like TJ is a straight up edge rusher fiend.
Yeah,
I feel like he causes a lot more damage than JJ did.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at the stats all time, but this guy has caused, I think I saw last night, 31 fumbles in his career, 22 strip sacks. And, I mean, the amount of times, like, he comes up at the end of a game and just terrorizes a play and changes the game, I'm going with TJ, man. Like I have not seen a guy like this in a while that just absolutely wrecks havoc. And it seems like, I mean, he's almost like a playmaker. Like he's almost like an offensive player. Mm-hmm. Like he has a knack for getting the ball.
Yeah.
So I'm going TJ. And I'm biased. I'm not going to lie.
I'll let you have it.
I'm biased, but right. I think TJ is going to be one of the greatest pass rushers of all time when it's all said and done.
SC Cruiser asks, is Jey Uso really Russell Wilson in cosplay?
But what does that mean? Like the catchphrase?
What?
What does it mean? What like what?
Do you
what's
know what
the
cosplay is?
Yeah, like he dresses up.
He's saying that Russell Wilson looks like Jey Uso, basically. Which no, I can see.
I don't really see it.
Really? I see it pretty obviously. Okay, then.
I don't see it.
Why is Lance Archer and all big men so underused in AEW?
They don't know what they're doing with anybody.
I think part of that is like they want to be like this the wrestling company, and so they think like WWE is the big man company, and so they don't want to do that.
But
like
they don't
Lance
know
Archer could easily have won a world title by now.
They have not made. Have they made a single person?
I would say they have.
Who?
MJF.
He was what he was. I mean, they gave him a microphone. Did they make him?
I had never heard of MJF before.
They gave him a spotlight.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, did they make a character and form them into a star? Because that is him. That's his character. He created himself. They gave him a microphone.
I mean, he
did that himself. WWE creates characters. Talent, stars.
Huge stars like the Goon and Bastion Booger.
You had to go to 1995.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
Anytime that you do something like that, you're going to have a percentage that's a failure.
Yeah.
But their hit rate is pretty high.
It's pretty high.
I mean, look at the crew that came in from the developmental that was like the Brock Lesnar, Shelton Benjamin, John Cena.
Yeah.
That class.
Yeah.
There's nobody like that in AEW that they...
It's fine, but they've only been in business for 5 years, man. I'm willing to give them some time. I feel like they're doing okay.
No, we're at the point now where it's like,
well, then
I'm
you
past that.
Watch the shows you want to watch.
I do.
All right, then.
I do, but I keep angry. Up with this. I'm not angry. I'm asking you a question. Who are they developing?
They got to start. I'm not saying they need... I'm all for long-term storytelling.
I don't know. Is this like an invasion angle?
I think that's what we're talking about. It's going to end up with Shane McMahon.
Yeah, but, I could get on board with that.
But like it's going to be one of those things where Shane is actually working with the Young Bucks and the Elite. Yeah. And so it becomes a situation where Mox is actually the good guy in all this.
It's a turn.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to make that.
He's a Stone Cold character.
But he's got the friends too. So I don't know where they're going with that. I'm in on it, but I don't know. My problem is I don't have the patience. Like if we get to the end of the year and we're still like talking in generalities, I'm gonna be mad. Like I need to see something. So I think tonight as we're listening, the Fright Night show they're doing, I think Bobby Lashley will be on. I just feel that in the air.
He's close coming.
He's
got
to be close, yeah. Then with the Hurt Syndicate is what we are.
And again, they're just taking WWE's idea.
That's fine. Well, I mean, that was a good idea. WWE should have just kept going with it.
Yeah,
the Hurt Business was a good stable.
I don't want to make it a WWE versus AEW thing. Right. It makes you mad when I do.
D Mast, we've had this question like 1,000 times. Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? I'd rather be able to fly.
Yeah, because you can get wherever you want.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't have any problems.
I would just like to have my own private jet.
Yeah. Have you seen The Hunger Games?
No.
All right. Don't know anything about it. Adam, we're skipping your question.
I've also, might surprise you, have not seen Apocalypse Now.
That is a little surprising. I mean, that's a good movie. You should watch. This one we've already answered. That's it. We're done. All right. Tomorrow's show is basketball. Our previews for Mississippi State men's and women's basketball tomorrow on the show. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.